Yes, sir. I know what Sister Denise is talking about when she said, y'all going to have to sing with me because I can't hear you. When I say amen, I don't hear it back, but I know in your heart you're amening. Amen? Amen. If I have a copy of God's Word this morning, I want you to turn with me to John chapter number 9 this morning. John chapter number 9 this morning, and we're going to preach on a little subject this morning. When Jesus passes by. When Jesus passes by. This is our third time to be in the parking lot. First time was, it ain't over. And the second sermon was, as though he heard them not. And this morning I want you to know it's not over because Jesus still passes by. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn with me to John chapter number 9 and verse number 1. And stand in reverence of the reading of God's Word if you're able to this morning. And the Bible says, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifested in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world, Jesus said. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way therefore, and washed and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? And some said, this is he. And others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes open? And he answered and said, you know, old boy, is a man named Jesus. He made clay. And glory. Hey, boys, there was a man named Jesus. Boy, that ought to set a fire. He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus, he made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received sight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, whoever this morning is spiritually blind, Lord God, I pray that right now you're pressing on their heart to get to that altar and wash in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, this morning I pray you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Guard what I would say, what I don't need to say. You take it away right now. Father God, what I do need to say, I pray that you would anoint me from on high. Lord, I pray I not preach, but that you preach. Lord God, I thank you for these folk that has come this way. Father God, this way to sit in this sun. Father God, they're sitting in the S-U-N. But Father God, I pray that they realize that that ain't the only sun that they're in this morning, but they're in the S-O-N. Father God, I want you to know something this morning. Our spiritual life, just as hot as that sun is shining down this morning, I pray before we leave, everybody's spiritual life is on fire with you this morning. Father God, I pray that our thermostat, Father God, it ain't setting on low, but it's setting on high. Lord, I pray this morning that you would touch somebody when you pass by this morning. Father, I love you, and Father, I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus Christ, most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning. When Jesus passes by, that's what we want to look at this morning. On the authority of the Word of God, Jesus is still passing by. As he passed by this man in the text, I want you to know, he experienced something when Jesus passes by. Everybody that's ever been blood bought, born again, everybody that's ever been touched, I want you to know when Jesus passes by, you will experience some things in your life. Friends, I want you to know when he passes by your life, you're going to experience some things that only you can say is that Jesus, hey, he passed by me. But as we look this morning, number one, as he passed by in verse number one, this man, he experienced the compassion of Jesus Christ. He experienced Christ's compassion. The book says, And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. Hey, when he passed by, he seen that compassion. And we see the alertness of Jesus Christ. Jesus saw a man that could not see him. Hey, ain't that a glory this morning? Hey, Jesus saw a man that couldn't see him. I thank God this morning. Hey, when I couldn't see Jesus, Jesus saw me. I thank God this morning. When I was unworthy to be saved, hey, he saved me. Hey, I thank God this morning. When I was unworthy to be forgiven, he forgave me. He said he is alert. He saw a man that could not see him. He saw a man that was blind from his birth. Hey, he saw a man that was broke from his birth. Hey, he saw a man that was begging for it from his birth. He saw a man that had beauty, though, and that could be saved. I want you to know when God sees you, and God sees you right where you're at. Hey, he don't see your ashes. He sees your beauty. Hey, he don't see your mistakes. He sees your forgiveness. He says this morning, he saw a man that could not see him. He said he had never seen it. You think about this man. He was that way from his birth. He had never seen a sunrise. Hey, he had never sat in a parking lot and seen the sun come up like we have this morning. Hey, he had never seen a sunset. Hey, he had never seen nobody smile at him. Friends, I want you to know, a lot of times in our spiritual life, if we don't let God touch us in a mighty way, I want you to know, we'll be blinded. But he says, when you let God touch you, whoa, glory, don't you feel God this morning? He said, if you'll let God touch you, you'll see that sunrise in a different way. Hey, you'll see that sunset in a different way. And you'll be glad when somebody smiles at you this morning. But he said, I want you to know, when he experienced that compassion of Jesus Christ, not only did he see that Jesus was alert and he seen the situation, but look at this. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents? You see, every time somebody gets in a situation, somebody thinks it's because they have sinned. Friends, I want you to know this morning, this man hadn't done nothing wrong. Hey, this man hadn't done nothing. He was just born that way. Friends, I want you to know, you're a sinner this morning because you were born that way. Can I get an amen? Hey, I want you to know, you were spiritually blind because you were born that way. And you needed God to touch you. He said it was by his alertness, but also in verse number 3, he experienced Jesus' compassion because of the answer that Jesus gave. He said not only was he alert of the compassion Jesus had, but look what Jesus said in verse number 3. And Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifested in him. He says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Friends, this morning that answer that he get, he said, I must work while it is day. I wrote this down and I want to share it with you. The greatest tragedy in your life and in my life is this, when we discover it is too late to do something that we should have done. Friends, I want you to know, salvation has to be on this side of death. You will not be saved when you die. You must be saved before you die. Friends, the greatest tragedy a man will ever have is when he leaves this walk of life knowing that he should have took Jesus. Instead, he denied him. Instead, he gave up on him. Instead, he didn't see him the way he should have. Friends, this morning I want you to know that'll be the greatest tragedy in your life when you realize you should have done something and it's too late. Friends, there's going to come a time it's too late. Hey, there's a doctrine of the last things. There's a lot of last things going to go on. You're going to go to your last time. You're going to go to your last church service. Hey, you're going to go to your last family dinner. Hey, you're going to go to a lot of things that are last. Friends, I want you to know time's running out and Jesus is still the way. Can I get an amen this morning? Whoa, glory. Hallelujah. He said it's because he's seen the compassion in his how Jesus was alert. But also we get this, how Jesus got to that place. He answered him. But look what he did. Not only did he leave him there, Jesus anointed him. Not only by the alertness of Jesus, Jesus seen his problem and he answered it and then he anointed him. You know what in the world we live in they tell us is, when you get saved, whatever addiction, whatever pain, whatever you got going on, you just have to live your Christian life through it. I'm here on the authority of God's word. When Jesus passes by and he touches you, things will change. Boy, that would have been a horn honk right there. When Jesus passes by, you don't have to stay where you're at. You see, when he passed by this man, I want you to know he didn't have to stay blind. Oh no, my friends. It said by the anointing, and Jesus said, and as he just spoken in verse number 5, he said he spit on the ground and he made spittle. I'll never forget one night we was at Broken Lives. Hey, Brother Travis, it was that night you went with us. Hey, we was preaching over there that night. And I want you to know there's an old boy in the back. I was preaching this text right here, how God had gave it. And I said, I want you to know this man, he spit on the ground and he put it on his eyes. I said, I want to ask you a question. If you knew it would change your life and it would save you and make you new, would you let somebody spit in your eye? That old boy stood up the back. He said, if it'd do any good, he could spit in both of my eyes. Friends, I want you to know this morning, I knew that old boy was under conviction. There's some of you this morning, spiritually, you may be blinded. And you say, preacher, what am I going to do? Friends, I'll tell you what you need to do. Hey, you need to get your spiritual eyes on. You need to get to the place I want you to know. Whatever God wants to do, you let him touch your eyes. You let him touch your mouth. Hey, you let him touch your hand. Hey, you let him touch everything about you. So you'll be changed just as this man. He said he anointed him. But the thing that I understand here, before he anointed him, as he got there and he anointed this man, he spoke the word before he ever anointed. You see, Jesus wrote in red, and then he said, when he had thus spoken, he spat. He spoke it before he touched him. He spoke it before he touched him. You know what I did in the church service that day I got saved on that Tuesday night? Hey, that preacher spoke the written word. He spoke the written word, and as he was speaking at first, then it touched me. I had to hear that word. He says this morning in John 15:3, that spoken word of God, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you, that written word. Psalm 119:130, the Bible says, the entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Ain't you glad that you ain't got to be very knowledgeable to be saved? Whoa, glory. Ain't you glad you didn't have to go to college to be saved? Whoa, glory. Ain't you glad you didn't have to come from a broken home? Whoa, glory. Ain't you glad you had to come from a broken home? Yeah, glory. Friends, I want you to get this morning. This old boy hadn't done nothing wrong. Man, he ain't done nothing, and he came here, and Jesus seen him right where he was at. The thing that gets me, he didn't come to Jesus. Jesus came to him. If you get nothing this morning, you remind yourself always, you never found Jesus. Jesus found you. Boy, that's good right there. None of us seek after Jesus first. You know what first happens? He seeks after us. And when he finds us, and he finds us in that state, you know what he does? He cleanses us. But something here that just gets me about this is he said that he's seen the compassion of Jesus. He experienced that compassion. And when he experienced that compassion, Jesus told him, he said he anointed his eyes. Now you get this man's blind. He don't know who's walking up to him. And the first thing he gets when he walks up to him is mud right in the eyes. I'm talking about right in the eyes, mud right in the eyes, spittle right in the eyes. And Jesus said, go and wash. That tells me that you don't know have to know everything about Jesus to be saved. Glory to God. You don't have to know everything about Jesus to be saved. You don't have to know the Bible. You don't have to know memory verses. You don't have to be baptized to be saved. You don't have to do all these things. That tells me just doing what God has told you to do, repenting of your sins, and doing what God's told you to do will make you be saved when you put your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ. He said he took that spittle and he put it in his eyes and he said, go and wash. You know what shows me there? When God tells you to go, he'll lead you in the right direction. That man was blind. He didn't know where the pool was. I don't see in the book where anybody led him to the pool, Sister April. I don't see nobody grabbing him by the hand, leading him to the pool. I don't see nobody saying, come on, man, I'll show you where the pool is. You know what? When God shows you what to do, he'll send you where he needs you. Hey, can I give this right here just a little bit? Man, I'm hot. I got to be able to speak a little bit. You know, this right here ain't a high-maintenance Christian I'm talking about. This ain't a high-maintenance Christian right here in this text. Sister Denise, this ain't a high-maintenance Christian. This ain't a high-maintenance. You ain't got to worry about him. You ain't got to call him and beg him to come to church. Amen. You ain't got to beg him to do what God's called him to do. Friends, this morning I want you to know we don't need a bunch of high-maintenance Christians. We need people that is in love with God Almighty. And because he died on the cross, that is good enough. Oh! That's good enough. Friends, listen to me. This man was sent. Nobody had to go get him and take him to church. Nobody had to babysit him. Nobody had to wine and dine him. Jesus was enough. This morning I want to ask you a question. Is Jesus enough when he passes by you? Is he enough? If you've got to have somebody babysitting you, I want you to know your Christian life will never get where it needs to get. If you've got to have somebody whining and dying you when you pull up here, it'll never get where you need to get. This man was blind, and because Jesus, he experienced Jesus' compassion, he experienced the change that was in Jesus. You get this morning. When you allow God to give you his compassion and show his compassion on you, there will be a change. I have never seen anybody. Folks, I want you to know I have been saved 13 years, nothing to me but the glory of God Almighty. If I went around this place today, I guarantee you some's got 30 years. Hey, some of you been saved 30 years. There's some of you been saved 40 years. There's some of you been saved 50 years. And we all got saved the same way. That's by calling on the name of the Lord. That's by doing what God has called us to do. And friends, as we get to this place, we see this man. He's seen the change that was in his life. Friends, if you got born again, there got to be a change. Something had to change on the inside. It had to be something new on the inside. Hey, something been birthed new. Hey, I want you to know there's going to be a lot of babies going on around here. Hey, Sister Kinsey, Nolan, Sister Kinsey Nolan, there's going to come a time she's going to have that baby. Hey, Sister Brittany Laws, there's going to come a time she's going to have that baby. And I want you to know there'll be no doubt that there was a birth that took place. Friends, you can't deny the birth. There's been a change in that home. There's been something new in that home. And when that baby comes forth, everybody knows there was a change. And this man, when he got that change, everybody knew there was a change. Because the compassion of Christ. Look at this in the text. He said that he had a change going on the inside of this man. Look what I'm showing you here. He says he experienced a change in Jesus Christ. And when he had thus spoken in verse number 6, he spat on the ground, made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. What I love about this, he didn't anoint anybody but the blind man. He knew who he was going to touch, and he touched that individual. This morning he knows who needs to be touched, and he'll touch you this morning. And it says in the book that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Jesus told him to go. He heard what God had told him to do. But only did he hear, but the hand of the Lord was on him. Somebody touch me. Can I get an amen? Not only the hearing of the Lord, not only the hand of the Lord, but the help of the Lord. Get this morning, if you'll look with me, if you will, in verse number 7. And said unto him, Jesus said, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is sent by interpretation, sent. And here's something you need to get a hold of, same as I do. He says in verse number 7, he went his way. That's a sermon in itself. He went his way. He went his way. You know what the book says in John 14:6? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This man, it said, and he went his way. Friends, I want you to know this morning that Jesus Christ, he is the way. When there ain't no way, he'll make a way. When there ain't no door that'll open in your life, he'll knock that door down. Friends, this morning, whatever you needed this morning, he'll make that need for you this morning. He said he experienced a change in what Jesus can do. But not only did he hear the Lord, not only the hand of the Lord and the help of the Lord, but the healing of the Lord came his way. This morning, I want to ask you a question. Do what he commands you. Let me give you this. If you do what he commands you, the change will come. If you do what he commands you, the change will come. I want to ask you something. Is there an invisible individual in your life? There ought to be an unseen hand that's touching your life right now. See, this man couldn't see the hands when he touched the eyes. The whole time he was walking, he couldn't see his eyes. And as I've been studying this week, I had no idea where we'd go with it, but I knew this. Last night, we was at Fulton Walmart. And Walmart has come up with a new thing. And the whole time my wife and my daughter were shopping, I was just amazed. Because this COVID has come on, they are cleaning 24/7 the whole time. And there was this machine running down through there, running up down the aisles. Nobody on it. It has a steering wheel. It has wheels. It has everything. And this thing is going down the aisles, and when it gets going, when it comes to another aisle, it stops and it turns and it goes down the right aisle. It never runs over nothing. It never runs into nothing. And I stopped that man that was sitting there watching it. He had on a shirt, and I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, they said while this machine runs, I can go do something else, and it won't cost them to have me running this machine." And I said, "Well, why ain't that machine running over anybody? Come on, wake up. Why ain't this machine running over anybody or running into anything that it could tear up?" And he said, "Because it has been programmed." Folks, this morning, if you've been born again and you've been changed by the blood of Jesus Christ, He has programmed you to run the right way. I want you to know, when you're walking around and you're riding around and people can't see what's going on and they want to know why you're still going to that pool, why you're still going to church, even though your life is falling apart, I want you to know, hey, you've been programmed by somebody that's out of this world. Friends, I want you to know, you've been programmed by Jesus this morning. That's why we do what we do, is because He saved us. He says also, we see there, we see His compassion and we see the change He experienced. But I want to show this in closing. He experienced the clarity in Jesus Christ. The clarity, everything became clear. You know, I don't have to know what's going on tomorrow to know that Jesus is my Savior tomorrow. Amen. I don't have to worry about what's going to go on next week here. You know why? Because He's in control. I'm not in control of this place. God is in control. And when I start thinking more about the ship than I do the Savior, we got a problem. When you start thinking more about the message that you're in than how He can experience His compassion and His change, if you keep worrying about the mess that you're in and you don't bring it to Him so you can have clarity, you'll continue to walk in that mess. Let me show you what I'm talking about here. He said that He experienced that compassion and He experienced that change. But look here, the clarity that He experienced. In verse number 8, the neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen Him that was blind said, "Is not this He that sat and begged?" And some said, "This is He." And others said, No, it looks like Him, but it ain't Him. Looks like Him, but it ain't Him. But He said, "I am He." Get this. The neighbors was confused. The neighbors was confused. This man has been sitting here from birth. He can't see. All he does is sit and... All he does is sit and beg, "Please, please." And next thing you know is he's walked up where the old boys are at. And his eyes are open. And he don't need nothing from them. He don't have to beg them no more. He don't have to accept what they're saying no more. "Hey, you was born that way, just stay that way." He walks up and he says, "Old boys, I've experienced a change." There's clarity in his life. He can see like he never seen before. And they said, "This ain't Him." But he says, "Yes, this is Me." Your life should be so changed about Jesus that the crowd you run with, Sister April, is that still you? Is that still you? That's still her. She can see now. Friends, what I'm trying to tell you is we got to this place and they said, "It ain't Him." And he said, "Oh yeah, it's Me." And they said, "Well, what happened?" He said, "Hey, I don't know what happened. All I'm going to tell you is that there was a man named Jesus." Friends, you don't have to tell everything that went on in your life. All all you got to tell the crowd is there was a man named Jesus, and when he passed by, he touched me. The problem is, the reason we don't tell it is because we've never been touched. Ooh. Let me give you this. I got to share it. I don't want to get ahead. He said, let me make this clear in verse number 11. He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received sight. Is it that easy, preacher? It's that easy. It's that easy. By faith. By faith. And he says this, get this. Jesus is saying to you this morning or to somebody, get up. Go to that altar so you can see clearly this morning. I want to share something with you. This man, he came to a place, he's seen the compassion, he's seen the change, and he's seen the clarity. I want to read this. I'm going to give you this. I heard a story one time about a father and his son. They was walking along the beach, as fathers and sons do. They was walking along the beach, and they noticed starfish. They were laying everywhere. They had washed up on the shore. They were starfish everywhere along the shore. And as he seen them, he seen them starfish, they were everywhere. Not being in the water, they knew that them starfish would die. They knew that them starfish laying there, they was out of their element. They was out of what they needed, and they needed to be put back in. So the father told and the son, they started taking one by one. They was all the way down the beach, and they started throwing them back in the water so they could live. They started throwing them back in so they could live. And as they started throwing them back in, it wasn't long. Soon the boy replied, they're just too many, Dad. And told he said, Dad, there's just too many of them. And told his dad, throw a few here and there. It won't do a bit of good because there are just too many. It won't matter anyway, Dad. There's no need of throwing just a few in because there are just too many. And the father says, it matters to the ones we pick up. It matters to the ones that he picks up. He said, preacher, in the world we live in, do you not see the chaos? That's of Satan. Preacher, do you not see the confusion? That's of Satan. You listen to me this morning. Change in an individual's life when they quit doing what they want to do and they quit living that sinful life and they come to know Christ, that change comes through nothing else than a relationship with Jesus Christ. And at that moment, I want you to know, if you look at the world, you'll think it's dark and you'll think it's dim and you'll think it's gloomy. But if you'll just look to Jesus, you'll realize everyone that is saved, it mattered to that individual. Folks, when I got saved, I realized right then the whole world didn't get saved, but I did. He said, preacher, you can't save the whole world. Never could and never would. I didn't die on the cross. But you know who can? Jesus Christ. Through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. You know what that Holy Spirit do? It'll convict that individual on the inside. And when he convicts that individual on the inside and he obeys the call of that Holy Spirit, he'll turn to Jesus. And ask Jesus to save his soul. Then he has a relationship with God Almighty. You may be out here this morning and you feel like them starfish or this blind man that can't see, never could see. You've been walking in darkness all your life. Oh yeah, your name may be on church roll. Hey, everybody may know you. Everybody may know you, may know your family, may know everything about you. But spiritually, you're so blinded you don't know what to do. Maybe you're there. Or maybe you're like them starfish and you are saved and you're just stowed up on the bank right now. You're not doing what God's called you to do and you're just flopping around like a fish out of the water. And everybody may look at you and say, man, it won't do no good. There's so many like that out there. But I want to tell you what this, it won't matter. Preacher, won't do no good. But I want you to know this, to the fish that stowed back in the water, to the fish that stowed back, it means everything in this world. Folks, this morning, if you feel like a fish out of water, let Jesus pass by you this morning. Let us pray. Father, I love you. And Father God, I thank you. I claim this message on the authority of God's word. Lord God, on the authority of your word, I claim this message. There may be somebody in this parking lot that just needs you to pass by. Old Satan's done told them it's hot out there at that altar. If we was in the building, it'd be hot at the altar. That altar's never cold. It's never calm. It's never complacent. Anytime anybody comes to the altar, heat picks up. Lord God, it gets hot when you get to that place in your life where you meet Jesus and you get down on your knees and you confess your sins and He's faithful and just to cleanse you and forgive you of all unrighteousness. Lord God, we're at that place right now, a time of altar, a time of invitation. Lord God, they may be sitting there this morning knowing that they need that compassion this morning. Father God, they need that compassion, they need that change, and most of all, they need that clarity where they can see what they need to see. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. Whoever that may be this morning, touch that heart that when we remove them red cones to allow them to go out of the parking lot, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, when they pull out of this parking lot, there's a change in their life and they can see more clearly. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.